Grind Mogul, the new Southern voice representing the underdogs.
Tennessee May.
It's Hub City Streetlight Podcast, hosted by Grind Mogul.
Hub City Streetlight.
Also, we're happy to announce our podcast edition, the exclusive Hub City Street Life podcast magazine by Grind Mogul, an unparalleled fusion of business and entertainment spotlighting Jackson, Tennessee natives on a global stage. Experience a curated collection dedicated to showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and local entertainment talent with the best ad advertising spots for individuals to share to the world with this magazine unbeatable prices. Available worldwide through various online outlets and street retail locations.
This is Hub City Streetlight Podcast by your host, Grind Mogul. In today's discussion will be 9 Ether Beings.
The concept of 9 ether beings is a fascinating and intricate topic deeply entrenched in metaphysical and spiritual ideologies, particularly within Afrocentric and esoteric communities. To grasp the essence of this concept, one must delve into the realms of numerology, ancient elemental theories, and the multifaceted layers of spiritual consciousness. Numerology, as a foundational aspect of the concept, assigns specific meanings to numbers. In this context, the number 9 holds a special significance, often associated with completeness, enlightenment, and spiritual transcendence. Within various belief systems, it is viewed as the pinnacle of numerical expression, representing the highest level of consciousness attainable. The term ether, interwoven into the concept of 9 ether beings, has historical roots in ancient elemental theories. It was once considered a subtle, ethereal substance believed to fill the celestial regions. The modern interpretation of this term within spiritual discourse often alludes to a cosmic energy or universal essence that transcends the material world. In the intricate tapestry of metaphysical thought, 9 ether beings are perceived as entities existing at an advanced level of spiritual evolution. These beings are thought to possess a deep and profound connection to cosmic energies, allowing them to transcend the limitations of earthly existence. They are often regarded as conduits of divine wisdom, embodying a heightened state of awareness and enlightenment that is beyond the grasp of ordinary human experience. The symbolic representation of 9 ether beings serves as a metaphor for individuals or entities who have reached a sublime understanding of universal truths. It encapsulates the idea of an elevated spiritual consciousness, a state of being that goes beyond the mundane and taps into the mysteries of the cosmos. It is crucial to acknowledge the diversity of interpretations surrounding the concept of 9 ether beings. Different individuals and communities may approach this concept from various perspectives, infusing it with their unique cultural, historical, and spiritual lenses. As a result, the concept takes on fluid and adaptive qualities, evolving in meaning and significance based on the context within which it is explored. Within Afrocentric traditions, the concept of 9 ether beings may be intertwined with cultural narratives, ancestral connections, and a profound sense of identity. These beings may be perceived as guardians of ancient wisdom, protectors of cultural heritage, or conduits between the earthly realm and the spiritual dimensions. Esoteric communities, on the other hand, might approach the idea of 9 ether beings from a more universal and cosmic standpoint. In these circles, the emphasis may be on the exploration of higher states of consciousness, spiritual evolution, and the interconnectedness of all beings with the cosmic web of existence. The symbolic language used to describe 9 ether beings often draws upon imagery from ancient mysticism, mythology, and cosmology. They might be envisioned as beings of light, celestial messengers, or embodiments of the divine spark that resides within every living being. Such archetypal representations serve to convey the ineffable and transcendent nature of these entities. It's important to recognize that the concept of 9 ether beings, like many metaphysical ideas, is subjective and deeply personal. Believers may find solace, inspiration, or a sense of purpose in exploring and understanding this concept, while skeptics may approach it with a more analytical or critical perspective. In conclusion, the concept of nine ether beings invites us to explore the depths of spiritual consciousness, the mysteries of the cosmos, and the interconnectedness of all existence. Rooted in numerology, ancient elemental theories, and diverse spiritual traditions, this concept serves as a symbolic expression of elevated states of awareness and enlightenment. Whether approached from an Afrocentric perspective, esoteric worldview, or any other spiritual tradition, the exploration of nine ether beings unveils a rich tapestry of beliefs, symbolism, and metaphysical inquiry.
Grind Mogul, the new Southern voice representing the underdogs.
To the sea maid.
It's Hub City Streetlight Podcast, hosted by Grind Mogul.
Hub City Streetlight.
If you would like marketing or podcast interview, etc., contact Grind Mogul.
Hub City Music by Grind Mogul.
You take me to another place, to another place, to another place. Your touch makes me elevate, makes me elevate, makes me elevate. You take me to another place, to another place, to another place. Your touch makes me elevate, makes me elevate, makes me elevate. Just can't let you go, cause I can't get over you, I can't get over you.
This is Hub City Streetlight Podcast by your host, Grind Mogul. In today's discussion will be nine ether beings.
The exploration of nine ether divine knowledge delves into a complex intersection of metaphysical concepts deeply embedded in esoteric and Afrocentric traditions. To unravel the layers of meaning within this intriguing term, we must embark on a journey that intertwines numerical symbolism, elevated states of consciousness represented by nine ether, and the quest for divine knowledge, a transcendent understanding of universal truths. At its core, the concept of nine ether divine knowledge draws from the profound significance attributed to the number nine in various mystical and spiritual traditions. Numerology, as a guiding principle, assigns unique qualities to numbers, and the number nine often symbolizes completeness, unity, and spiritual attainment. Within this framework, nine ether is a metaphorical expression of the highest level of consciousness, transcending the mundane and pointing towards a cosmic understanding. The term ether itself carries historical connotations rooted in ancient elemental theories. It was once believed to be a subtle, ethereal substance filling the celestial realms. In contemporary spiritual discourse, ether has taken on a more abstract meaning, referring to a cosmic energy or universal essence that transcends the material world. When coupled with the number nine, it forms a symbolic language expressing a connection to divine realms and the infinite. The concept of divine knowledge encapsulates a profound understanding of universal truths, spiritual insights, and the interconnectedness of all existence. It signifies a wisdom that surpasses ordinary human comprehension, rooted in a deeper awareness of the divine nature of reality. This pursuit of divine knowledge is a timeless quest found in various religious and spiritual traditions, each with its unique approach and interpretation. In the context of nine ether divine knowledge, The amalgamation of these elements creates a framework for exploring spiritual enlightenment and cosmic wisdom. The concept implies a holistic understanding that goes beyond intellectual comprehension, inviting individuals to transcend the limitations of conventional knowledge and delve into the mysteries of existence. Within Afrocentric traditions, the concept of nine ether divine knowledge may be intricately interwoven with cultural narratives, ancestral wisdom, and a profound sense of identity. It may be seen as a path to reconnect with the spiritual heritage of African cultures, tapping into the wisdom passed down through generations. The pursuit of divine knowledge, in this context, becomes a means of honoring and preserving cultural traditions while seeking a higher understanding of the cosmos. Esoteric communities, drawing inspiration from mystical teachings and occult practices, may approach nine ether divine knowledge from a more universal standpoint. Here, the emphasis is often on transcending the boundaries of ordinary consciousness, exploring altered states of awareness, and connecting with the divine source that underlies all existence. The pursuit of this knowledge becomes a transformative journey, guiding seekers toward self-realization and spiritual evolution. Numerical symbolism, especially in the form of the number 9, plays a crucial role in shaping the understanding of nine ether divine knowledge. In many spiritual traditions, the number 9 is considered sacred and carries profound significance. It is often associated with completion, spiritual mastery, and the unfolding of divine mysteries. The use of numerical symbolism provides a structured framework for exploring abstract concepts, offering a symbolic language that transcends cultural and linguistic boundaries. The symbolism of the number 9 is not limited to any single tradition but is found in various ancient cultures and mystical systems. In Pythagorean numerology, the number 9 is regarded as the limit of numbers and represents a fullness of experience. In Hindu cosmology, there are 9 realms of existence, each associated with different states of consciousness. The Norse cosmology includes 9 worlds connected by the cosmic tree Yggdrasil. The pervasive presence of the number 9 across diverse cultures adds a layer of universality to its symbolic significance. The term ether, as part of nine ether divine knowledge, contributes a mystical and transcendent quality to the concept. Historically, the idea of ether as a subtle, ethereal substance was prevalent in ancient Greek philosophy and other ancient cultures. While modern science has moved away from the concept of a physical ether, the term persists in spiritual and metaphysical discourse as a metaphorical representation of a higher, cosmic energy. The synergy between nine ether and divine knowledge suggests a harmonious blend of numerical symbolism and spiritual insight. It implies that the pursuit of a profound understanding of the divine involves transcending the ordinary constraints of human consciousness, tapping into a higher, etheric realm of existence. This union of the numerical and the divine creates a rich tapestry of meaning that encourages seekers to explore the mysteries of existence with an open heart and a receptive mind. In Afrocentric perspectives, the pursuit of nine ether divine knowledge may be viewed as a reclamation of spiritual heritage and a connection with ancestral wisdom. Many African cultures have a deep-rooted spiritual tradition, with practices that honor the divine and emphasize the interconnectedness of all life. The concept serves as a bridge between the contemporary and the ancient, inviting individuals to rediscover and embrace the spiritual wisdom embedded in their cultural roots. Esoteric communities, often characterized by a diverse range of mystical and occult practices, approach the concept from a broader, cosmological standpoint. Here, the emphasis is on exploring altered states of consciousness, engaging in ritualistic practices, and delving into the symbolism of numbers and archetypes. The pursuit of nine ether divine knowledge becomes a transformative journey, leading seekers to transcend the limitations of ordinary perception and connect with the divine source of all creation. The symbolic language used in describing nine ether divine knowledge often draws upon imagery from ancient mysticism, mythology, and cosmology. The idea of ethereal realms, celestial beings, and divine messengers serves to convey the ineffable nature of the knowledge being sought. It suggests that the pursuit of divine wisdom involves transcending the ordinary and tapping into a higher, ethereal plane of existence. In the context of numerology, the number 9 is frequently associated with the completion of a cycle, spiritual mastery, and humanitarianism. It represents the culmination of experience and the transition to a higher level of understanding. The use of numerical symbolism in 9 Ether Divine Knowledge provides a structured framework for interpreting abstract spiritual concepts, offering a language that transcends cultural and linguistic differences. The pursuit of divine knowledge is a common thread weaving through various religious and spiritual traditions. Whether framed as the quest for enlightenment, gnosis, or self-realization, the underlying theme is a deep yearning for understanding the fundamental nature of existence. In the context of 9 Ether Divine Knowledge, this quest takes on a unique flavor, combining numerical symbolism, cultural perspectives, and esoteric insights. It is essential to acknowledge that interpretations of 9 Ether Divine Knowledge are diverse and subjective. Individuals and communities may approach this concept with varying cultural, spiritual, and philosophical lenses, enriching its meaning with their unique perspectives. The concept's adaptability allows it to resonate with a wide range of seekers, each finding resonance in its symbolism and the promise of a deeper connection with the divine. In conclusion, the concept of 9 Ether Divine Knowledge offers a multidimensional exploration of spiritual enlightenment, numerical symbolism, and the pursuit of cosmic wisdom. Rooted in diverse traditions, this concept serves as a bridge between the earthly and the divine, inviting individuals to transcend ordinary consciousness and connect with the profound mysteries of existence. Whether approached from Afrocentric perspectives or within esoteric communities, the quest for 9 Ether Divine Knowledge remains an ever-evolving journey, drawing seekers into the depths of spiritual exploration and self-discovery.
Reached the end of Hub City Streetlight Podcast hosted by Grind Mogul.
For all inquiries, contact Grind Mogul on Google at Hub City Streetlight Podcast or Hub City Streetlight Podcast at gmail.com. Subscribe to our podcast YouTube channel at Hub City Streetlight Podcast.